Prologue. Plug wanted to go home already, but he hadn't even arrived yet. He wouldn't admit it now, but the last time he had been to Bowen Cove, it was the most exciting thing he had ever done. His grandpa had told him thrilling stories about the smugglers who used to live there, and his gran had convinced him that a ghost lived in their cottage. But he was 5 then, and now he was 10. He wanted adventures, not stories. The thought of spending a week in the country with 2 elderly people could only mean one thing: boredom. Plug's mum swerved as she drove down the country road.
"Look, Plug, a deer."
Plug had reached level 6 of Dungeon Master 2 on his playbod. He didn't need an interruption now. This was going to be his entertainment until the end of the week. He should reach level 15 by then. A sound of explosions, bleeping, and the loud wailing of zombies came from the gadget in his hand.
"I'm busy," he said, thumbs twitching furiously.
He only had 1 life left.
"We're nearly there. You'll have to turn that thing off soon."
He looked up briefly and saw fields and trees through the window. They'd left the town long ago, and he had hardly noticed. The glance up was long enough for a particularly big zombie to hit him with a club, and he lost his last life. Plug muttered a word that he tried not to use in front of his mum or his teachers, and the playbod played a triumphant tune and then went quiet.
"Plug, I don't want you using language like that in front of Gran and Grandpa."
"Or me, for that matter," said his mum. And then she thought a bit and added,
"Or at all, actually."
It was half term, but Plug's mum had to work, which was why he was going to stay with his grandparents in their village by the sea. He didn't have a dad, or not one he knew anyway. When he asked his mum about him, she just said,
"Humph,"
and changed the subject.
"Can you remember anything about Bowen Cove?"
his mum asked, trying to get him to show some interest.
"You were quite young when you came here before."
"Not much," said Plug.
"I remember Grandpa's smuggling stories, and that Gran thought there was a ghost in the cottage."
His mum laughed.
"Oh yes, the ghost she feeds every night."
They recalled the kindly old pair putting out a dish of food on the table before they went to bed. The strange thing was that the dish was always empty in the morning. Plug's mum thought it was Grandpa playing a trick. But at the time, Plug believed it. The ghost didn't seem to do any major haunting, like rattling chains or pulling him out of bed. So he quite liked the idea of a hungry ghoul in the kitchen. But he didn't believe it now. It was just a story to keep a young child out of mischief.
"Do you remember anything else?" "There was a big old table with drawers in it."
"That's a strange thing to remember. What about paddling in the cove, or the cliffs, or the boats bobbing about in the water?"
"Nope."
"Why do you remember the table?"
"I played with all of Gran's old things in the drawers and kept pulling them in and out. And I remember that there was one I couldn't open. Gran said they'd never been able to open it."
"You see? Smugglers and ghosts, mysterious drawers. I'm sure you'll have fun." Deep down, Plug was annoyed and nervous that his mum was leaving him on his own. Maybe she was right. Maybe it wouldn't be too bad. He had no idea quite how exciting his visit would turn out to be.
"Oh yes," said his mum as they started to drive down the steep hill into the village. "There's one other thing you ought to remember. It's where you got the name Plug."